Congenital heart defects are common. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kathy Hatcher, assistant professor in the Department of Biomedical Sciences at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, is working to identify the causes of these coronary anomalies.
Congenital heart defects occur in almost one out of every 100 live births. About 1.8 million children and adults live with congenital heart defects in the U.S., and nearly 4,000 die annually. Coronary vessel anomalies are one type of congenital heart defect. Although these defects are quite rare, they can have a devastating impact on individuals who may experience symptoms ranging from a regular heartbeat to reduced blood flow to the heart and even sudden cardiac death. In an effort to determine how these congenital heart defects occur, we have studied how coronary blood vessels are initially formed during embryonic development. Our studies used genetically engineered mice to identify molecules and cell behaviors important for coronary vessel synthesis. During this process, embryonic heart cells have to position themselves in the right place at the right time. This is orchestrated by master genes called transcription factors. We have studied how the TBX5 transcription factor participates in coronary vessel formation. It appears that TBX5 directs certain progenitor cells to migrate toward and adhere to the primitive heart muscle in order to form the outer cell layer of the heart. This outer cell layer undergoes a transformation and begins to invade the heart muscle to form the coronary vessels. Without TBX5, formation of these coronary vessels is significantly impaired in our genetically engineered mice. Identification of the molecular and cellular cascade of events orchestrated during embryonic development will enable us to establish an environment conducive for coronary vessels to form and seek therapeutic approaches for the prevention of congenital heart defects.
That was Kathy Hatcher of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
From deep inside of you, that's calling out to make you.